On the phone with me, I've got Brad Arnold, lead singer for Three Doors Down. How's it going, man?
I am wonderful.
So you guys have a new CD coming out soon. What's the title of it, and when do you have a release date for it yet?
Oh, we do. We do. Release date is April 12th, and the title of the CD is called Time of My Life.
Tell me a little bit about the feel of the CD. It's your fifth release, right?
It is.
So is it kind of comparable to previous albums you guys have done, or is it just completely different?
You know what? It's definitely comparable to previous albums we've done. Although at the same time, I think this album has grown some, you know, with it being our fifth record and our fifth time around and having done this for a while now and getting a little experience, I would like to say that we got better, but I'm not sure. But the album definitely shows some growth. It really does. And it shows a lot of confidence in the songs and the performance of the songs that I'm excited for people to hear it.
Well, I have no doubt that it got better, so I'm excited to hear it, too. Your first single, obviously, it's called When You're Young. Is there a story behind that?
Well, When You're Young is just really kind of discussing the fact and maybe almost making a little bit of mockery to the fact of how easy people say and think it is sometimes to be young, when in reality we can all remember how hard it was, you know, and how when you're young you're facing everything that you're facing for the first time, and everything seems so big in front of you, you know, and I can remember when I was younger, people telling me all the time, you know, it's like, enjoy these days, they're the best days of your life, and they were so wrong, you know, because, I mean, I had a great childhood growing up and stuff, but at the same time, you know, it was hard, and I feel like the best days of my life are right now.
Yeah, I think it's definitely scary. I'm only 24, so I feel like there's still a lot of things I have to learn and a lot of pressure and stuff like that to get where I'm going. So I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, definitely.
On the phone with me right now, Brad Arnold, lead singer from Three Doors Down. Got some listener questions for you. First of all, Trace wanted to know what the process was that you used when you write songs. Do you kind of start with the riff first, or is it all developed from lyrics? How do you go about that?
You know what? I guess it just kind of depends. It's not really kind of a set formula that we have. It usually kind of pretty much comes one of two ways, though, and that'll be either someone will have a guitar riff or something, or maybe a beat or something, and that'll kind of inspire some lyrics, and then sometimes they come words first. And the thing about maybe music first is that the music gives you a certain amount of inspiration, mm-hmm. but at the same time, when the music's already pre-existing, it's a little bit like you're writing inside of a box, making the lyrics fit to it. Whereas if you write lyrics first, you know, you're kind of completely uninfluenced musically by other outside things, and you kind of have to come up with it yourself. But at the same time, you're just free range, and you can write anything you want and then put the music to it later. So that's kind of cool.
Rick wanted to know what a few of your inspirations were.
You know, our biggest inspiration is just life. Seems like a lot of times some of the main inspiration behind our songs is kind of a longing for something or missing someone or trying to get back to something, and, you know, just really, but those are all kind of emotions that you go through every day in life, you know, whether you're missing someone for the day or missing someone for months at a time. You know, we all kind of share very common feelings, and that's something I've really learned through songs. I might have written that song about something completely different, but what they get out of it and what I get out of it might be two different things, but they're both two shared emotions, you know, and it really teaches you that we're all in the same boat together.
Talking to Brad Arnold, lead singer for Three Doors Down. So as far as bands or musicians go, is there somebody that really inspires you there?
You know, I kind of grew up listening to 80s metal and stuff like that, you know, strangely enough, but my wife and I went out to the Grammys a couple weeks ago, and the bass player from Megadeth come up in the corridor and was talking for a little bit. You know, it's just like surreal to sit there, and Matt and I, my guitar player, we used to sit in the garage and jam out to and try to cover it. I'm sure it sounded horrible, but, you know, we had fun with it.
So you still get starstruck?
A little bit.
Eric asked if you guys were going to be coming to Fort Wayne again, which I guess I can just ask. I know you're on some festivals and stuff. Is there plans for a full-length tour?
There is a plan for a full-length tour. We're going to get going really hard and heavy this summer, just kind of discussing some acts to take out with us right now, but it looks like it's going to be really fun.
I better see an Indiana date on there from you guys.
Oh, for sure. We've seen you guys a lot of times. We love coming to Fort Wayne. I love it.
So I still got Brad Arnold, lead singer from Three Doors Down, on the phone. I got one last listener question, and I'm not even sure if this is a real thing. Shane told me to ask you about a concert where apparently your pants were falling down. You had to ask somebody in the audience for a belt.
You know what? I think I did have to ask somebody for a belt one time. Yeah, that's been, you know, that's strange. I just kind of remember that. I guess I had got on tour and got to losing some weight one time, just trying to lay off the after show pizzas and something. And I want to say it was like a white little like a crackly paint belt that somebody threw up on stage. And if I'm not mistaken, I still have it.
Now those are true fans right there.
They are. That's awesome.
I know you guys are going to be doing a show on April 9th for NASCAR in Texas. Do you think there's any chance of any of that making it to TV?
You know what? I'm not really sure if they're going to televise that that show or not. But I'm really looking forward to that show. Any excuse to get out to a NASCAR race, I'm all about it, you know?
All right. And before April, before NASCAR starts, of course, we got March Madness coming up. That whole thing starts next week. Do you guys follow that? You're going to be making some brackets?
You know what? Honestly, I have to be honest. I really don't follow it that much. And I stay so busy with doing everything that I hardly ever sit down and even watch TV of any kind. I do. I'm kind of a Discovery Channel nerd.
I was hoping you could give me some suggestions because I suck at making brackets.
Me too. I can make some pretty decent NASCAR predictions, but and they asked me to do that the other day when we went down to play for Daytona, and like, well, who do you think is going to win? I have way too many buddies that are drivers to even make any kind of predictions or do any of that.
All right. Well, if you decide that you want to make a bracket, you know, we got some great prizes going on in our Bear Bracket. You just sign up at 989thebear.com.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out to talk to me, and I really do hope we see you guys here pretty soon.
Yeah, we hope to see you guys soon, too. And thank you guys so much for everything you've always done for us, and thank you to everybody out there for listening for everything.